Doesn't mean why is this so hard? At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food. If the temperature's dropping, try the venison chili. There's your recommendation. Come and see us at Twin Peaks. Before we get going, let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked geese rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon. His texter 940 always tells us the chili cheese fries are incredible. Fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Call them, tell them I sent you. Back to the Northland Communication phone line. Zeke, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke?
Good. I was going to comment on the game last night. I think you may have mentioned earlier, but I thought Duke was very lucky that, guys like Cam Johnson were ice cold from the outside, 2 for 20. If we shoot our normal percent, about 39-40%, we win that game by about 28 to 30 points. Very poor shooting night from the outside. What I wanted to comment on, though, was I thought North Carolina was very aggressive last night. I thought they attacked the rim. I thought they ran. I thought they pushed it. And I thought some key players weren't even mentioned last night, Walt. But I thought Seventh Woods may have had his best game of his career last night.
Yeah,
coming in to settle Kobe White. I thought Garrison Brooks played very well last night.
Yeah,
down low, and another.
What do you have?
And although won't get mentioned. Yeah, 14-8 last night. And another guy that won't get mentioned, Walt. But again, if you watch the game, I know that RJ got 33, but I thought Kenny Williams was excellent defensively last night, taking charges, being in the right place, and making everything RJ did difficult in the lane. At 6'4", I thought he really played good defense last night for North Carolina. So those are some guys that didn't get talked about. That I thought played really well off the bench for North Carolina last night, Walt.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the oddest thing about that 10 for 59 that the two teams combined for three-point shooting, because you mentioned yours, but you didn't mention theirs. Theirs was every bit as bad as yours. And the odd thing about it is that a lot of those 59 were actually good looks. I mean,
I agree with that.
Both teams 100%. Were just... Both teams were just clanking it off the board, and I mean, a lot of those shots weren't even close.
It was like
watching LeBron James at a fair.
When a guy like Cam Johnson goes 0-for-5 from threes, I mean, I think the difference was for North Carolina was that they, they continued last night to attack. I thought they were the aggressor. I hate that Zion wasn't there, but I want to make this comment, Walt. If Duke's going to play that we didn't have Zion card, what you're telling me is Duke can only beat North Carolina if they have 6 McDonald's All-Americans. 5 won't cut it. They got to have 6. Because last night they got beat by mainly 2 3-star recruits and Luke May and Cam Johnson, who put up 54 points, 57 points.
Yeah, now, but so, Zeke, to be fair, but wait a minute. I get your point, and it's and there's some validity to it. But to be fair, the one guy that they're missing is the best player in the country, the guy who's going to be the top pick in the draft. And so that's the one guy they're missing. And as you know, he would have been the guy checking Luke May. And without him, it was at times, at much of that game, was R.J. Barrett. And there's no way Barrett is covering May. And there's no way that slug stiff White is covering him either. So, you know, that loss was obviously enormous. I mean, you've watched Duke all year. Duke is a drive the ball to the rim, dunk in your face, score at the rim team with Zion and R.J. Barrett. Without him, they became largely a perimeter shooting team, which is something they don't do very well.
Well, let me tell you, see if you agree with this. Well, I'll agree with that, except for this. Even without Zion Williamson, with Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett, and Trey Jones, you shouldn't be down 22 points on your home court to North Carolina.
No, I agree with that part. I agree
with
that.
Yeah, and that was my thing. I hope he's back. I don't like injuries. I want him back for the game in Chapel Hill. I will say this, what I found interesting was, I thought last night, I didn't think I'd ever say this, Walt, and I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts, but I thought last night that Seventh Woods was a calming effect for North Carolina when Coby White got either out of control, loose in his handle. And let me say this also. While we can credit Trey Jones' defense, right, Walt? You know what's interesting? Is that Trey Jones and R.J. Barrett both played 40 minutes. Trey Jones had no legs the last 5 minutes. None. He was done. And you can't continue to play that guy 40 minutes, Walt, because that's going to wear on him. And I thought the combination of Coby White and Seventh Woods literally wore him out, making him play defense for 40 minutes. And I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts and listen. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke. Yeah, I thought White showed the nerves of his first big-time experience with Duke of North Carolina. There were several just unforced error passes that he just sailed past guys. I thought he really showed the nerves of that type of setting early on. And as a result, I do think that Seventh Woods provided a calming effect, which was necessary. You know, North Carolina turned it over 16 times. The thing about the 16 turnovers is that's a really misleading number. Like, 16 turnovers for Clemson would be an abomination because of the way Clemson plays. Clemson wants to live in that 11 range. 16 is fine for North Carolina. In fact, it's actually good because they're a tempo team. They're pushing the ball. Push, 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 push. That leads to more. You're going to have more turnovers when you play that style of basketball. So that number was fine as well. Honestly, it's just such a strange game. I think that in some ways North Carolina played well. In other ways, I just thought both teams didn't play very well, and I thought Duke's defense was horrific.
Yeah, it was atrocious. There was bad shooting. It was, I think, a lot. You know, obviously Duke was probably in a state of shock about Zion, but at the end of the day, you still got to, you know, it was, what, 30, 40 seconds into the game, you know, go play, and just both teams didn't shoot very well. But I give North Carolina credit. They went out and won the ball game, and they attacked the rim and, you know, did some things well, and they were able to come out with a pretty convincing victory.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's really the difference. I mean, North Carolina is pushing tempo, and they are attacking the rim. They're looking to attack the basket. They're still taking threes, but they're doing it off drive and kick. Duke took 39 threes. That is way too high a number. But again, I think it goes to show you, what it shows me is that without Zion Williamson, they just, especially in a one-game setting where he gets hurt in that game, they had no idea what their identity was anymore.
Right.
They had an established identity with Zion Williamson, and without him, they had no idea. It's like they went back to old-time Duke basketball and firing up 39 threes.
ESPN just put out a statement on his injury. Zion was diagnosed with a grade 1 right knee sprain. He's progressing as expected, and his status is day-to-day.
No.
Just announced right now, so I thought we'd pass that along.
Cornbread, what's going on?
Mr. Morton, how you doing, sir?
Thank you, Cornbread. Appreciate you getting in.
I got a question to ask you, but I was outside wrangling up my cats. Jim Lee called, and he wanted to come over and look at them. But I was out there doing that, and when I came back in, was the basketball player that got hurt, was he wearing his knock-around shoes every day?
Apparently, that's what the word is this afternoon, Cornbread. The word is he was wearing old shoes that were cheap.
Well, how's that going to look with everything? You know, I mean...
I don't know. I find it all pretty strange. I'm not sure what to make of it. But allegedly he was
what
wearing...
What kind of... How'd Vegas come out on this? They must have took a bath.
Well, I mean, you know, North Carolina covered, so that was the right side. I doubt it. I'll bet you more of the money was actually on Duke. I think Duke was a 9-point favorite, and there were probably a lot of people playing it over the total, and the total was like 165, and I think it was under the total. So, actually, I think Vegas, you know, look, my eyes burned out of my head watching it. It was hideous, but maybe the one winner last night was Vegas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Black helicopter stuff. All right. I'll talk with you later when I've got another story.
Thank you. Sounds good. I would think that that most of the money was on Duke. Even at 9, they were a 9-point favorite. I would think that the preponderance of the money probably went on Duke. And the total, I think, was like 165. And it wound up 160, didn't it?
Was it 88-72?
Yeah, so it wound up 160. So it went under the total. And I'm sure the majority of players were playing that game to go over the total based on the tempo both those teams play with. So my guess is that Vegas was the one winner last night. The losers were all those schmucks who paid $10,000 for two tickets to go watch that fiasco last night. All right, Ramona, let's get back to the quarterbacks. I want to talk some draft stuff, too, before we get out of here today.
Okay, we left off at Ben Hicks. So the next one is Gage. Is it Grubid? Grubid? I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Washington State?
Yeah, you're close enough.
The Eastern Washington transfer?
Yeah.
I haven't really watched him play, but I know he put up a ton of yards.
You have, actually.
I have?
He wore a mustache this year.
Oh, okay. So he's Gardner Minshew.
He's the same guy.
Same guy? Okay, well, you know, obviously.
I hope he played
better at his previous spot than Gardner played at his previous spot.
Well, he was a two-time player of the year, national player of the year at that level.
No, Eastern Washington always has a high-powered, prolific offense in the FCS ranks. So I would assume that if this, you know, this guy was no different,
he'll throw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah,
for
Mike Leach will do what he does with him if he's accurate. I saw an interesting soundbite yesterday of Mike Leach. He was talking about can you teach accuracy, and he said, "I got a better chance of grabbing the shortstop off the baseball team and turn him into a quarterback than some of these guys who are not told to be very athletic." But yeah, I think he's gonna He's going to be another, you said, 5,000-yard passer in a Mike Leach offense.
By the way, Ramona, while I remember this, since we're talking about this, give our buddy Mike a call, and let's get him on the show again.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
The next one is Shea Patterson.
What number is that?
14.
All right, John.
Shea Patterson has a lot of physical tools, very good skill set. I think the biggest issue for him is the fit within his offense. I don't see the fit to begin with. I think Jim Harbaugh has not had great quarterback play from a talent standpoint, and he's the most talented they've had since he's been there. But I don't know if they will use him the right way. And I think if they can find a way to utilize his skill set, they have a lot of weapons at Michigan with Peoples-Jones and Tariq Black and some of those guys that – he could have a very good year. I think it's just what kind of system are they going to run with new offensive coordinator Gattis.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think he had a good year last year. Not as good as Pro Football Focus thinks, because, again, they had him rated as the top quarterback in the Big Ten, which is utterly laughable. But I think he had a solid year, and I think he'll continue to progress. And I think he'll play better this year and throw for 3,500 yards and complete 65% and lead Michigan to a good season and then lose all the big games at the end, like they do every year. All right, so go ahead, Ramona.
Is he going to stop Ohio State from scoring 60?
And by the way, I don't love him as an NFL quarterback prospect at all. Go ahead.
Kelly Bryant.
Yeah, well, everybody knows who Kelly Bryant is, so let's just skip him. Just suffice to say, I think he's a good fit for what Missouri wants to do.
I agree.
And the offensive line's pretty good. Running game is pretty good. Receivers are pretty good. Kelly Bryant's going to be pretty good.
Okay, 12 is KJ Costello at Stanford.
I think he has the chance to be the best Stanford quarterback since Andrew Luck. There's a lot of talent with him, a lot of NFL talent. If they can get that offense, you know, trending upward, unlike, you know, because last year was a bad year at Stanford. If they get that offense trending up, I think a lot of it will have to do with KJ Costello having a big 3,000, 3,500 yard type of year. And I think he's very capable of doing so.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about a guy who's 6'5 and 240 pounds and has some ability. I mean, and the truth is, he actually posted really good numbers last year for an offense that didn't do him any favors. I mean, that offense was fundamentally broken last year. The offensive line stunk all year, which is the first time in a decade that I can say Stanford's offensive line stunk. When I say it stunk, I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, it
Not
was.
Not Florida State bad, but it was it was bad. I mean, it turned Bryce Love from a 2,200-yard back into a pumpkin. And they weren't good at anything. They didn't even run the ball in San Jose State, as I talked about. I mean, they were basically unable to run the ball a year, and yet Shaw insists on running it. And really, his quarterback, Costello, was never really put in advantageous positions all year. So I think Shaw needs to help him more. That offensive line needs to help him more. But if that happens, this is a guy who could climb these rankings and probably will. But he's, what do I have him, 12 going in? This sounds about right at this moment. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. And the answer is, who'll stop the rain? The answer is my friends at Gilstrap. Nobody does it like Gilstrap Roofing. They're the best in the industry, period. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. That is Gilstrap Roofing. Listen. Call them today. Take advantage of their free checkup like Ramona did. Ramona's roof was leaking. Well, actually, she didn't take advantage of the free checkup. She took advantage of Gilstrap, period, because her home was leaking. There was rain coming down her walls when she called Gilstrap. They came right out, fixed it, did it very affordably. She's never had any leaks since. That's Gilstrap Roofing. We had a gentleman who called the show who took advantage of the free checkup, whose porch roof was leaking, and they came out, Gilstrap came out, and they said, sir, we can fix it. It'll be like $150 to $200, or we can write down exactly what you need to do in like four easy steps, and you can fix it yourself for $7. He opted for the $7 solution. Couldn't believe anybody in business would have that much integrity. This is Gilstrap Roofing. For 80 years, they've been the upstate's number one roofer. Call them, 269-1232. Set up your appointment. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
This Saturday, the Tigers host our friends from Massachusetts as the Boston College Eagles invade Tigertown in hoops action in Little John. As the Tigers hope to get a home win, as we only have four games left before the ACC tournament. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
We want Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend, surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza at participating locations plus tax.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015. The Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tim Tula Red Raids. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are live from Twin Peaks where Duke fan Robbie is like over here. Robbie, you know, runs the place. Mm-hmm. He's over here. Man, do you hear the news? It's only a sprain. And you know, he's day to day, so he's going to play Saturday. I said, no, I don't think, man, he's playing Saturday. And Robbie, let me know. They have some new stuff here.
Yeah.
He was telling me about the new stuff. The smoker is operational. They have smoked ribs now. They have pulled pork sandwiches. They were holding out. Nobody told me. So all this stuff is at Twin Peaks now. I tell you, they're always changing the menu, but now they have the giant smoker going. They have pecan pie. I mean, it just gets better and better at Twin Peaks all the time. So they have pulled pork sandwiches now. They have smoked ribs. They have all that stuff at Twin Peaks. So come in, get some of it. All right. Before we get moving here, let me tell you about my friends at Absolute Waste Management. Look, you got junk. Absolute Waste Management specializes in residential, commercial waste removal services for bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliance, construction debris, yard waste, all of it. They offer clean-out services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidations, foreclosures, clean-outs of stock rooms, old unused equipment, apartment clean-outs, barns, outbuildings, storage units. Stop tripping over it. Stop stepping around it. Stop ignoring it. Old tires are not planters, my friends. Get rid of it. They'll get your job done quick. They're locally owned and operated. No job too big or too small. Call them. Tell them I sent you. 864-266-7131. 864-266-7131. Apparently, we're not getting to draft stuff today because we're out of here in 10 minutes. All right, let's continue with our little quarterback list then, Ramona.
Okay, the next one is Daryl Mack at UCF.
I like Mack. I think he showed a lot of promise in the Fiesta Bowl. I think with him having the offense to himself for a full year is only going to allow him to improve on his abilities, but he's a big, strong kid.
Brandon Wimbush.
Big arm. Wow. Okay. Like I said, he's got the whole year for the offense for himself.
Ooh.
And, I'm not a Brandon Wimbush fan.
Look at Johnny with a little shot against Brandon Wimbush.
Yeah. Don't like Notre Dame. Don't like Wimbush. But anyways, I think Mack's going to have a good year in the American and will probably take them to another conference title.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, obviously, since I put him there, Mack is a big arm, and he's athletic. He just is still learning. But I just do not see Brandon Wimbush beating him out at all. I found that situation strange. Not strange from a UCF standpoint. They need a backup to Mack. But that's not how Wimbush envisions himself. Yeah, I was just telling people about all this stuff, Robbie. Look at this. Spicy Thai ribs. They're still holding out. Spicy Thai ribs.
There you go.
Sweet and smoky ribs. You know, I've never had that Hunter's Meat and Cheese board. I saw it on Twitter the other day. That thing looked pretty good. Some woman got it or something, loved it. Carolina pulled pork sandwich. There it is. You have sauces for that?
What?
You have sauces for that? Pulled pork sandwich?
It's a Carolina barbecue sauce, so it's a mustard base.
Oh, okay, it's on it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see that now. Yeah, how about that? All these new items at Twin Peaks. I mean, they all sound incredible. Okay, so I'm changing what I was getting tonight.
You need that?
Why? Do you want it back?
Do you need to use it for your...
Yeah, it's paper. It's paper. It's paper.
Yeah.
I think
they might have another flyer here that he can use.
He needs his paper menu back.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have next, Ramona?
10 is JT Daniels at USC.
I think Daniels has a lot of talent. I think Graham Harrell was a good offensive coordinator move for Clay Helton there. He's a Mike Leach disciple. They're going to aerate it up, and I think he's got the talent to make that a potent offense down there in Southern Cal.
Well, JT Daniels has, not only does he have talent, but he has talent receiver. And so now with Harrell, first it was going to be Kingsbury, now it's Harrell, same deal, same guy. I think JT Daniels is about to break out. I think this will be his breakout season. He may be higher than this by season's end. Okay, he's what, number 10?
He's 10. Number 9 is Adrian Martinez in Nebraska.
Yeah, I think another guy who's going to benefit from his system and another year in it. I think Martinez is poised to have a big year with Scott Frost's system, and you know, last year being a true freshman, there was going to be some bumps and bruises as, you know, it took forever for them to get a win. But I think Nebraska is making a comeback, and I could see them making a run at winning that division this year.
Yeah, I've already said that as well. I think they will make a run at it. I think Martinez is the next Mackenzie Milton running that version of Scott Frost's offense. So he's very gifted. He's absolutely a dual threat. Makes plays with his legs and arm. He's going to get better and better. And I thought about having him higher than this, quite honestly. All right, Ramona, next.
Let's see. 8 is Jake Fromm in Georgia.
I think we all know what Jake Fromm can do. I think he's got a lot of leadership qualities, a good bit of arm talent, and a lot of playmakers and a strong offensive line and running game. There's not a whole lot not to like about Jake Fromm.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think all those things are true, and I think he has intangibles and all that, but I don't view him as a round 1, 2, or 3 NFL quarterback. I think, if Georgia wins the national title, Fromm could get every accolade. He could win a Heisman. He could all these things. But I couldn't put him higher than 8 because I just think the people above him are more gifted and more talented.
7 is Sam Ellinger, Texas.
Yeah, he's big, tough, physical kid. We saw what he did to Georgia in that beat down there. I like Sam Ellinger a lot. I think he's a very good quarterback for what Tom Herman wants to do. You know, everyone always makes the Tebow comparisons, but I think he's got a better arm. And I think Ellinger's poised to have a phenomenal season. I think Texas could really make a run at one in that conference.
I wouldn't say he has a better arm. I don't think either one of them have a great arm, but I agree with the rest of it. He's a physical freak. He's a fullback playing quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he has all these incredible intangibles. He's just a winner. I mean, and it took Herman too long to figure out that he should have been the guy over Bouchelle. I don't know why Herman was confused by that at the end of the prior season, but at least he finally figured it out. Bouchelle is out of town now, and it's his deal. And again, I think he'll just build on his performance against Georgia. He may be the ultimate leader in college football. He does have that element of Tebow in him. What number was he?
He is number 7. Yes.
All right, go.
Jordan Love is number 6 at Utah State.
To be honest, I haven't watched a ton of tape on him, so don't.
Jordan Love is 6'4". Had an enormous year, threw for 38 touchdowns, I think, against 6 interceptions. Was one of the nation's best quarterbacks, led Utah State. They were in every game because of him. And he's just scratching the surface of what he can become. He's a guy who could well be higher by season's end. He basically has it all.
Number 5 is Derek King at Houston.
That guy is a physical talent.
Yeah.
He is an athlete in every sense of the word, and I'll be interested to see what kind of offense. It's Dana Holgorsen going down there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be – he's going to put up a ton of yards and a ton of points.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was starting to enter the Heisman conversation when he was injured, and obviously it's a new offense, but it's basically the same offense, mm-hmm. and it will have the same principles and – we'll see about the terminology, et cetera. But I think Derek King will put up enormous numbers, you know, sort of like Andre Ware did back in the day at Houston. All right.
4 is Justin Fields at Ohio State.
They're talking about a guy who's going to put up a bunch of numbers. I think him and Ryan Day's offense is a match made in heaven, and they're going to just absolutely light up the Big Ten. And I expect him to just have a phenomenal year.
Yeah, I mean, I get all the people who say, we haven't seen him play. Well, he hasn't done this. Well, he didn't do anything at Georgia. Well, again, all those same things were true about Kyler Murray when I said at last preseason kickoff show that there will be no drop-off from Baker Mayfield. And people thought, well, that's insane, but I knew it was going to be the case. Well, this kid is going to take over that offense, and he is going to be an absolute monster in that offense. They're going to spread you out. They're going to chuck it around, and then he's going to take off running the ball, and he's 230 pounds.
Yep.
3 is Justin Herbert at Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Herbert's poised to have I think it was a smart move for him to come back for his senior year. I think he's going to have a big year. Everyone was talking he was going to be the number one quarterback in the draft. He's got all the intangibles, all the measurables. I just think he's going to have a phenomenal year.
Yeah, I'm almost tempted to switch 2 and 3 based on where we are right now, but I'll leave it as I have it. I think that Justin Herbert will be in all likelihood the first pick in the next draft, and he's the guy I would put in there now. And again, there's no throw he can't make. He needs a little more physical maturity, needs to get a little stronger, and needs to develop a little better consistency. His highs were very good, but I think he's capable of more. He's a guy that I actually think will benefit from coming back. Okay, Ramon, and then there were two.
Two is Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what Tua is capable of doing. He, you know, the first half of the year especially, he lit the SEC and the nation by storm. It'd be interesting to see more of not so much his talent, but what kind of system are they going to be using next year with Sarkisian. But I think he's going to have another big year and take Alabama back to the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think people saw the best of this kid. The best of this kid was in the game against Georgia in the national championship. That's the best of Tua Tagovailoa. All that stuff early in the season was against inferior opponents. But when he got injured, I think his whole year changed. Who he was changed. He couldn't use his legs anymore. It fundamentally changed who he was as a quarterback. And I don't think anyone saw the real Tua Tagovailoa the whole second half of the year. Mm-hmm. I think we saw a guy who was playing at, I think, like 60%. And Saban, you know, to my way of thinking, basically it was a compulsory thing. He had no choice but to play. I don't even really think that kid is happy at Alabama. I don't think he ever wanted to go to Alabama. But that's where he is, and we'll see how it plays out this year, if what a fully healthy Tua looks like. And, of course, number one was Trevor Lawrence, who I think earned the position based on how he performed the second half of the year and how he performed in the biggest game of the year. Yep. And he has all the physical attributes to play the position at the next level. And I expect him to, for this really to be his jumping off year. This is the year that Clemson could be the best offense in the country. And surrounded by weapons, Trevor Lawrence should have an enormous year. And so he is number one on the list. That's it. We are done. We encourage you to stay tuned for Clemson Lady Tigers basketball and, of course, to come out to Twin Peaks. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I'll see you Monday.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up